Bunter Does His Best by Frank Richards. Performed by Martin Jarvis. "You ass," said Harry Wharton.
"Oh, thanks.
Silly ass, if you like that better." Bob Cherry grinned.
"Pile it on, old chap, if it does you any good," he said.
Three fellows in number one study grinned. Harry Wharton did not grin. He frowned. "You had to get in the way of Bolsover's hoof," he grunted.
"Bob didn't ask that clumsy ass to hack him in practice this afternoon," said Frank Nugent mildly.
"Oh!" was Harry Wharton's reply to that. There were five fellows in the study, the famous five of the Greyfriars remove. Harry Wharton sat at the table, a football list before him, a pencil in his hand, and a frown on his brow. The captain of the remove had a problem on his mind, not an easy one, and Bob Cherry had certainly added to its difficulty of solution by stopping a clumsy kick from Bolsover Major with his knee. Bob sat in the study armchair, with a leg extended over another chair. He had rolled up a trouser leg, revealing a bruised knee. He was rubbing that knee tenderly, and a sweet scent of Elliman's embrocation filled the study. Frank Nugent, Johnny Bull, and Hari Jamset Ram Singh were sympathetic. They knew what a fellow felt like with a crocked knee, especially a couple of days before a football fixture in which that fellow was booked to play. Harry Wharton, no doubt, would have sympathised too, but for the circumstance that he was football captain, and that Bob's disaster deprived him of his best half-back. At the moment, he was...